Here's the text translated into English. In Iowa, Trump praises the economy as protests shake neighboring Minnesota. Analysis: China to favor Brazilian soybean imports in the first half of the year, despite renewed U.S. shipments. Gold prices surged to record high of $5,262 per ounce due to safe haven demand and a weak dollar. Exclusive: U.S. intelligence raises doubts about Venezuela leaders' cooperation. Exclusive: U.S. to issue general license, lifting some sanctions on Venezuelan oil industry. Sources say Russian attacks kill 5 on train in northeast Ukraine, 3 killed in Odessa. Ukraine reports, Trump says Cuba will be failing pretty soon. SpaceX considers June 2026 IPO at $1.5 trillion valuation. FT reports South Korean automaker Kia says rising platinum prices are affecting its costs. Truckmaker Volvo Group's Q4 operating profit exceeds forecasts. ASML Q4 bookings surpass expectations as chipmakers increase orders to meet AI demand. Analysis: Volkswagen CEO Blum, now free of Porsche duties, under pressure to deliver on turnaround. C3 AI in talks to merge with software firm Automation Anywhere. The Information reports. Top 2 European chemical stocks, according to Morgan Stanley. Taiwan stocks end higher. Taiwan weighted index up 0.32%. Australian stocks end lower. S&P ASX 200 down 0.09%. Google halts UK YouTube measurement service comparing TV viewership, FT. Australian wine exports shrink in 2025 as consumers reduce alcohol intake. Trump says we'll work something out with South Korea after tariff threat. Australia's consumer price index rises more than expected in December, boosting bets on RBA rate hike. U.S. crude inventories decline, signaling bullish trend for oil prices. U.S. consumer confidence plunges to lowest level in more than 11 half years. U.S. single-family home prices rise in November, FHFA says. U.S. housing market shows strength as S&P CS HPI Composite 20 outperforms forecasts. Indonesia's economy grew faster in Q4 2025, says Finance Minister. Spain's unemployment rate falls below 10% for first time since 2008. Gold's rapid rally continues beyond $5,200 as the dollar weakens. ECB may cut rates if euro strengthens further, Austrian central banker says, report. Morning bid, Trump talks down the dollar. ECB may need fresh rate cut if euro strengthens, Coker tells FT. Thailand to tighten gold trading controls to curb bot rise, central bank chief says, exclusive. China approves first batch of Nvidia's H200 AI chips for import, sources say. Hong Kong home prices see first annual gain since 2021. Australia's hotter Q4 core inflation increases bets for rate hike next week. Gold soars past $5,200 to record high. Taiwan and U.S. discuss technology, AI, and drone cooperation at high-level forum. Bitcoin holds steady near $88,000 as traders await Federal Reserve signals. RedChip announces FinTech Virtual Investor Conference for February 4th. ZetaChain 2.0 launches with Enuma, bringing private memory and AI interoperability to creators. Zama's public auction attracts $118 million for Ethereum's first encrypted ICO. Bitcoin price today. Muted near one-month low amid Fed caution and liquidations. Strategy sells $257 million in stock, buys 2,132 Bitcoin for $264 million. Tokenization. Think evolution, not revolution. Binance considers U.S. stock tokens, The Information. Binance's CZ says he has no business ties with Trump family. Bitcoin price today slips below $89. Weekly losses as crypto appetite weakens. Partners Group Private Equity extends 15 million euro buyback program. Sensorion secures 60 million euro investment led by Sanofi for hearing loss therapies. ASML Q4 2025 presentation. Record revenue drives 16% annual growth. New buyback announced. Elon Musk eyes SpaceX IPO for June 2026 report. Atomo Diagnostics Q2 FY26 slides. Revenue doubles as product portfolio expands. StandardAero shareholders to sell 50 million shares at $31 each. Altimmune raises $75 million to fund MASH therapy development.